This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Erin McNutt in for Justin Blackwell. I'm here with Shaq, which means, of course, we're going to be cooking up something delicious.
Now, here we are on a beautiful day today.
Yeah.
Black
Friday.
Very
mild.
And so, yeah, I mean, maybe you guys are going to be out doing the barbecuing tonight, but I'm going with the comfort food. I'm sticking with the comfort food.
It's technically that time of year.
Right. It's just an anomaly that we're getting this kind of weather. It should be minus 10 or something like that. So you should be eating comfort food. So we're going with it today. But we're doing something. We're going to do a mishmash, kind of a fusion kind of thing.
Okay.
Have you ever had pierogi lasagna?
Can't say I have, but I like all the parts.
Well, see, here's the thing. Now, a regular pierogi has dough.
Yes.
That would be your noodle.
Okay.
So what
I can see
yeah,
it.
See, and then you have the filling of the pierogi, and that'll be your innard stuff, right? You know what
I mean?
Okay,
yep.
Okay, so
here. The layering.
Now, just to stay with me on this. What you're going to need to do, get 8 really big potatoes. You can peel them or not. It doesn't matter to me. I don't peel them just because I like to have the nutrients of the peel in there. So 8 big potatoes. Boil them up and mash them. Now, you're going to add 1/4 cup of milk, a package of bacon already cut into pieces and fried.
Okay.
Put that aside. And in the bacon fat, you're going to saute 1 chopped onion and 2 cloves of minced garlic. Get that all?
Already sounding delicious.
Okay, so now what you're going to do is pour all of that mixture into the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Okay? Add to that a little salt and pepper because you don't. I always like the salt and pepper last. Because if you salt and pepper too much throughout the whole process, at the end you're going, oh, that's way too much salt.
Yeah.
So you just kind of do it at the very end. So anyway, you get that. Also, the mashed potatoes are good to go. Put those off to the side. Now you're going to boil up a box of lasagna noodles. I wouldn't suggest the ones that come out of the box that say you don't have to boil them. And the reason why is because there's not a whole lot of moisture or liquid in
so
this.
Okay, so it wouldn't cook.
It wouldn't cook properly. So I would suggest get the ones that you have to boil. Boil them up, but don't drain them. I'm going to tell you a secret.
Okay.
Don't drain them because, you know, if you drain them and you try to take them out, you know what happens?
Oh, yeah.
Stick and peel and stick and break
apart. Yeah, they're
all gross. Oh, if you leave them in the water, you take your tongs and you can pull them out, let them drip off. Boom, you're
perfect.
Done. Okay. Now you've got your noodles ready to go. So take a casserole dish, grease it up, and then start with your first layer of noodles on the bottom. And then you take your mashed potato mixture and you take that next layer.
Okay.
And then you top that with a little bit of cottage cheese.
Oh, okay.
Or if you'd like, you can pretty much go anywhere you want with this.
Yeah.
I myself am going sauerkraut.
Oh, okay.
So you can do that. So I would put a little sauerkraut and some cottage cheese. Both optional. You can
make
just go with the potatoes if you want. Then you do that over and over and over again until you either run out of room or you run out of stuff.
Okay.
But always end with noodles on top. Then you cover the entire thing with shredded cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Stick it in the oven, 350 for 45 minutes. Bingo, bango, bongo. Every Ukrainian person listening right now, and I know we've got a bunch of new ones that came from the Ukraine, they're probably going, what are you talking about? And every Italian person right now is saying the same. What are you talking? You're putting the two together? I'm telling you, it's the best.
It honestly just sounds like we're making one giant pierogi.
Well, yes, but were you using noodles from lasagna?
Instead of the dough.
Exactly.
I love it.
Try it. It's great.
It might not be tradition, but it sounds delicious.
It's good.
Thank you so much, Shaq.
My pleasure.
I think I'm going to need stretchy pants for this one.
Well, yes, and I wouldn't suggest you have it each and every day.
Yeah, sure. It's a weekend treat.
Or for Christmas.
Yeah, for Christmas. Thanks again, Shaq, for making this delightful meal for us.
No problem.